Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Population-cation.
Population-cation.
Jackie.
Where?
Dan, Population-cation is, that might have to
that's,
be like.
That's her, that's her CNBC show. All about commodities.
Jackie.
Yes.
The privatization of water.
I can't express to you how I want a travel show called Vacation now that I've decided use my name in all things.
Oh, yeah. Population-cation, forget it. That's now my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I want to keep that on the... Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, thanks for having me on the show.
I love having you on. Yeah. We love it. And look, Kaish, we understand the world is getting dumber as we speak. I mean, we've just gone through a year and a half of a pandemic and the world is still dumb.
It's so dumb. I was in Florida where, by the way, three different people, they were like, where are you from? And I said, Los Angeles. And they were like, ah. And I thought about saying, we're in Florida. Yeah. And then I realized that would have been rude.
You should have said, in your response to me living in LA, are you the pot or the kettle?
What is happening here?
Oh. No, there is no comparison between Los Angeles. I mean, did you guys know that we were having a feud with Florida? They're the only ones who know. Yeah, they're the only ones who are aware of it.
Well, much like most bars, the shittiest person in the bar does think they're fighting everyone there.
Right. I'm in it. If America's a bar, Dan, Florida's our drunkest dude.
Right, trying to fight it. Thinks everybody wants to fight them.
You looking at me.
But to which Georgia's probably like, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? All right, here we go. Well, so Jackie, you know how this show goes because you've been on it before and wonderfully. That our awesome fans send in stories to Daniel Van Kirk, at Daniel Van Kirk.
They do.
Hashtag on Twitter, hashtag DumbPeopleTown, and he knows who sent it in what order. So let's jump into one we got, Jackie.
Ready?
We're going to talk about all the good stuff she has going on, too.
Sent in by one of our most prolific contributors to the show. If they keep this up, they're going to be an unofficial producer. And that you can do it just like this person does. All you have to do, just like Randy says, at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag DumbPeopleTown, then send me the link. This person who sent this story in, Carlene McDermott, at... She be Carlene.
Love her.
All right, ready?
Jackie, we love her.
Ready for this headline that any of the three of you could do 5 minutes on with just these words?
Yep.
Couple has wedding at the most beautiful Taco Bell.
No.
Right. Right.
Possible, okay. Jackie? What? Come on.
Agoura Hills. That's where it is.
Wait, you know it? You know it?
I've been, you guys. It's the fanciest Taco Bell I've ever been at. When I was there, I thought to myself, would I marry here?
Could I perform nuptials under that giant gordita?
Is there a bell? Is there? I think they might actually have a bell at this Taco
Bell.
That's
how they've gone.
I hear wedding bells. No, that's the Taco Bell.
We'll dig into it, but I've actually driven past the Taco Bell that they're going to talk about, and I would venture to guess that at least one, if not all three of you have as well.
Can I ask
Jackie the last time you were at Taco Bell, and don't say the Taco Bell Cantina where you got drunk. For real, the last time you had a Taco Bell.
The last time I was at Taco Bell had to be, it was during lockdown because my mother-in-law likes it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're wrong. But we all have like fast food. I mean, what's your fast food to go to?
Jay
is Domino's and In-N-Out.
Domino's and In-N-Out all the way is Jay. I'm also going to add to the mix now Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
The chicken. It is fried chicken and fried chicken tenders up the wazoo, and my son loves it. So I have been to Taco Bell recently to get him like something, and he orders this drink, the Sierra Mist drink, that is a shade of blue that doesn't exist in nature.
No, it's not natural.
That's not. It's not natural. Well, all of Taco Bell's food comes out of a gun, you know.
Yes.
Like the meat comes out of a gun.
Yeah, it's like a caulking gun.
Yeah, it's a caulking gun of meat, of cheese, of all the things, of sauce. It's really foul. It's I can't.
And your mother-in-law loves it.
My mother and Andy, they both are just like, well, no way. I like where it's a crunchy taco and then a soft taco wrapped around it and goo inside.
There you go.
I'm like, well, that's what we're eating because it's pandemic. And
I love that you're resigned to it. Jackie's just like, okay, well, this is what we're doing.
Randy, what's yours? What's your fast food, Randy?
Yeah, Jackie. Oh, what's mine? Mine?
Yeah.
So I'm a huge In-N-Out fan. I love In-N-Out. And I got to say, we did, Jackie, on a live Dumb People Town. We did the chicken sandwich challenge. Okay. So we.
Oh, between Popeyes and.
Popeyes, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's.
Okay.
And I will say, Kentucky, I have thought about that Kentucky Fried Chicken set. That one for us.
Oh, okay.
Dan, I think, was Popeyes. But that was
Popeyes.
Yeah,
but
that
the
one
Shake Shack one is phenomenal.
The Shake Shack one
But it was also $14, right. So it should be good.
That's right.
It's true. Yeah. Right.
So, but I think the Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich has had me. I've been thinking about it. So what about you, Jackie? What's your fast food of choice?
It is sadly, and I only know this because Kathleen Madigan called me like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and she's like, I want to start a podcast. How do I do it? And I was like, fine. Because what I do is I, for some reason, am dial a friend. I'm dial a friend, text message, and people ask me for all kinds of advice. I always have advice. I don't always have all of the information. But I will have an opinion. And so I told her all the things I knew, and then she asked me this very question, and so I had to admit it to her, and then she sent me a weird t-shirt that had all of the words that I had just a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Ooh. Okay.
Very specific.
That's a good call. I'll roll with those a lot too.
What is yours?
Does Chipotle count as fast food? It does, right?
It's more upscale, but
there's hope there.
I put it in with Shake Shack. I put it on the same level as Shake Shack. It's like a notch above. And Raising Cane's is kind of
McDonald's-y in a certain way.
It's I'd like saying that your guilty pleasure is the Nutty Professor, but not the one with Eddie Murphy.
You're right.
I was like, hey, hipster, you can fuck right off.
That's how I am with Flubber and the Shaggy Dog. Or in, you know, Chicago, there's one in Buena Park here in California as well, but Portillo's is probably that's the jam.
Solid.
Okay,
solid.
All right. Well, let's get into this one. They went to a fancy one. Annalisa Garcia and Kyle Hauser were high school sweethearts before they tied the knot on October 26th of 2021.
Okay, wait, Dan. They're high school sweethearts and they're tying the knot. Right. Her family, is it Garcia?
Annalisa Garcia and Kyle Hauser.
I don't want to make presuppositions, but I do want to know what her Hispanic family thinks about going to Taco Bell. Yeah.
That's fair. Garcia said that at the beginning of planning their wedding, she and Hauser joked that they should just get married at the Taco Bell Cantina located in Pacifica, California.
They have liquor. They have their own liquor there.
Right. But also, if you've ever driven past it, it used to just be a straight-up Taco Bell. They switched it to a cantina. If you ever come down the one and you're like, oh, let's drive down Big Sur, you've driven past – it's just before Big Sur, I believe. You've driven past this Taco Bell.
It's
on its own pier. It's literally gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. This is 20 minutes away from where they got married in San Francisco. So that's where they wanted to have their reception or their wedding. I don't know.
And Dan, can I say that their choice to do this was really thinking outside the bun?
Okay. There you go.
You have made me laugh against my will.
Exactly. I willed it out of you. I'm sorry. Taco Bell makes you do a lot of things against you.
I'm going to show you guys a photo of the two of them walking into the Taco Bell cantina for their wedding. This is them.
They look so first of all, they're so both of them are really cute. They're really attractive.
Look at the guy behind them with his Baja Blast wondering what the hell is going on.
Dan, that's the thing. That's the drink that like Liam got, my son got, was a Baja Blast.
Of course it is.
said he's going to give her a Baja Blast later, or vice versa. Or vice versa.
Right. Strap on Baja. What just happened? Okay, so I'm making the show dirty.
No, it's don't worry about it. Please. So the bride, that's her, Annalisa right there, she reached out to the local district manager and asked about having their wedding reception there. That specific location doesn't do weddings. And it took me a long time. I was like, what do you mean that? Does that mean every other taco? It's like a rotating.
Yeah, it's a case-by-case situation.
But I think they say that because I'm pretty sure you can get married or at the very least have your reception at the Taco Bell on the Strip in Vegas. Like, I think they have like a package thing you can do there with like an outdoor patio and stuff like that, which there are worse. If you're already in Vegas with a whole bunch of people who want to party with you anyway,
make it fun.
Exactly. There are worse things you could do.
You know, that is the worst thing. You've given up. It's please drive to Laughlin. I'd rather get married in Reno, quite honestly.
Well, Dan, that Taco Bell's like, we don't do weddings, but we do annulments.
Yeah. They all do annulments. You didn't know that? They all do. You can do that in the drive thru.
We don't cross the board. They're like, you've made a terrible mistake within the last 3 days.
We're really good at handling people's mistakes.
We don't do weddings, but we do pet funerals.
Like the other weird things that they're, you know, do you ever want to ride the hot air balloon? There's this amazing Taco Bell cantina.
That would be wild.
They do hot air balloon rides? It's amazing.
Yeah, so
this location made an exception for Garcia and Hauser, which also sounds like a dope law firm. The Taco Bell location is considered the most beautiful Taco Bell in the world, according to the brand's website. It's located right on the water and even has a walk-up ordering window for surfers, which I don't like because then it's just a walk-up window. If they had a swim-up window for surfers, that's way cooler.
Swim-up bar. You're the cantina. You could do the swim-up bar. But saying you're the most beautiful Taco Bell in the world, that's like saying this is the cleanest public bathroom in all of Amsterdam.
Right. You're the least smelly pig at the fair.
So that is brutal.
Garcia and Hauser used to go to Taco Bell dates when they were both in college. I love that that's like, oh, that's our weird, you know, thing about us. No, you were in college. You went to Taco Bell. I love that they love each other, but that doesn't make you special.
Dan, tell Jackie what we used to do in high school, Randy.
They would get like 25 tacos each.
We would each get 10 tacos each in a bot after a night of drinking in an attempt to settle our stomachs. That's how dumb we were.
Idiots.
Right, because Taco Bell's not your go-to. You got to go with more of a doughy bread than a crunchy bread.
Like a Wetzel's pretzels, if we only had one.
It's if you went to a White Castle and just got a bag of rats, right? Sack of rats.
Yeah.
From the White Castle. Rats.
Garcia and Hauser paid how much money to rent out the patio space at the Taco Bell Cantina for 4 hours?
99 cents. 99 cents. Am I right?
You are our guest, so you can go first, or you can go Tig, which is second, or you can go last, whatever you want.
Yeah, Jackie, but how much money do you think they charged them for it?
Oh, and outside of Big Sur, probably
4 hours on the patio.
4 hours, $400.
Okay, $400.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, Jay. What do you think? I'm gonna say $600.
Okay.
I'm gonna say they did charge them like $1,200.
Okay, I'm going to read you guys one more sentence because I should have read this one first before giving you a guess. Included in the amount of money is unlimited food and non-alcoholic beverages, they also paid for guests to have their own alcoholic beverages on the side. So you could bring your own drinks.
Corkage.
And it's unlimited food and unlimited non-alcoholic beverages. Does anybody want to change their guess? I just felt like
I'm going to change my guess. I'm going to change my guess to $600.
$600. Okay.
I'm going to change mine to $1,500. I'm going to change mine to $2,500.
The amount of money.
Reception is insanely economic.
The amount of money that they paid to rent out the patio space with unlimited food and non-alcoholic drinks, but the ability to bring alcoholic drinks for 4 hours on the patio at the Taco Bell Cantina, the most beautiful Taco Bell in the world, is $4,000.
Wow. I was close.
They paid for it. No, the bride and groom. The bride, the staff had custom bride and groom baseball caps made for Garcia
See,
and
if
Hauser.
If I would have known that, if well, I would have known that, then I would have said.
Oh my God.
Taco Bell Cantina groom and bride hats.
It's kind of the greatest wedding. Like, this will be the thing that they'll say to everybody. Like, we did this.
Right.
That's a hat. Yeah. That is
where did,
a hat.
Now, where did you two get married?
Me and
not
Randy?
Not to each other. Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Not to each other.
Separately.
I got married in L.A. at the on the Highway 1 on the Bel Air at the Bel Air Bay Club, which is like basically in the Pacific Palisades, overlooking the ocean. So I kind of had the same view that these guys had, only no cantina. Jay,
I got married at a Poquito Mas in. I got married at the Biltmore Hotel, the Four Seasons Biltmore Hotel in Santa Barbara, overlooking the water. Also,
Jackie, where'd you get married?
That is the correct question to ask after you have both talked about really nice places to get married. I got married. It was a beautiful place. It was a dim sum restaurant in Chinatown, downtown LA.
That's amazing.
Awesome. I love that too. For these two's weddings, Garcia wore a $198 revolve dress and Hauser wore a navy blue Joseph A. Bank suit.
You're going to love how you look. Oh, no, that's
weird. Close enough. Garcia and Hauser walked into the Taco Bell and didn't know what to expect. What the couple didn't know was that the staff at the Taco Bell had set everything up for them and even added some surprise decorations. An employee made a surprise heart-shaped cake out of Taco Bell sauce packets and served it as a centerpiece.
Dan, that is simultaneously
that's a diarrhea cake.
Terrible. Is that a cake? That's not a cake.
They called it a cake. I know. I thought the same exact thing.
It's just sauce packets.
Right, but it's not a cake.
They just stacked sauce packets and glued them together. Is that what they did?
Right. Maybe. We don't even know if they went that far with the glue.
Or maybe, is that fondant? Did they actually
that would be
like make it an amazing?
If this
you have been watching a lot of cooking shows, Jackie. This,
right?
If it is, oh my God, this is the greatest.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's great cake.
Garcia said her favorite part of getting married at Taco Bell was how the staff made everything so easy for them. It's Taco Bell. They literally make things easy on anyone who walks that door or even crawls through the door. If they're like. You just throw pennies at us, and we'll give you whatever you can afford.
Open your mouth. We're going to squeeze this food in your face.
With the food gun.
You think they're going to make it a hassle for people getting they deal with people at 2:30 in the morning going through a divorce. They can help
they
you.
They also talk somebody into giving them
$4,000.
Number one.
Technically, though, you did pay $4,000 for 4 hours on the ocean. I mean, you are on the ocean. For your
property.
Right.
And
location.
Dan, you're right. They spend every night after 12, dealing with domestic disputes. It's nice to see somebody get together at a Taco Bell.
But it's also an open mic. I mean, that's what I really liked about it during college is that you could really work the room.
Yeah,
you needed to.
Totally.
She said, we just told them what our vision was, and they made it happen. They truly went above and beyond. I really cannot say enough. The employees also decorated with flower bouquets that Garcia had made from sauce packets and old wine bottles that they saved for her. So look, they made these little flower settings out of the packets and then old wine bottles they put Taco Bell on.
It's kind of amazing.
I don't mean to be their manager, but were they punched in when they were making these things?
Did they get overtime for this dance?
That's great
question.
The couple let staff know that their favorite menu items were ahead of time, so guests were able to eat things like the cheesy gordita crunch, Crunchwrap Supreme, and loaded fiesta potatoes and nachos. But if guests wanted something else to eat, they could order off the menu, and it was already included in the fee that the couple had paid.
Wow.
So as long as you were down for this and you showed up with let's fuck it, let's just have fun. I'm sure we'll go out later somewhere else. This could have been a great time.
It was wonderful. I genuinely believe that they had the time of their lives.
I agree too. But Dan, you are on record saying that you are the best guest to ever come to a wedding.
I think I'm a pretty damn good wedding.
You're really good, Dan.
I'll dance with your aunt.
I'll dance with your aunt is Dan's book about how you should write a book on how to be a great wedding guest called I'll Dance With Your Aunt. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And I want you to do that. How to be the best wedding guest ever by Daniel Van Kirk.
Even a children's novel. Just like with art. I want that.
Right. Dan, you go up right when you get there, you slip $40 to one of the bartenders so that later on when there's a line, you can do the shot. You know, you come in from the angle. You're not budging the line, but you're just looking over and then you go, Nick, because they know you at that point. You know, and they just go, they go like, you know, Nick, can I just whenever you're ready? And then there's always an uncle who's pissed off about the line. So you look at them and go, what do you want? I got you. And now you're in.
Will you write this fucking book? Will you write this
now
book?
Now you're in with that guy, and he's going to vouch to everybody else. So you see this son of a bitch? I'm standing here waiting in line. The last thing I'll say to you on good wedding guest etiquette, order multiple drinks right before the toast because they're going to shut that bar down, and you will not be able to get a drink. And I've been at a wedding, John Roy's wedding. Aunt. I go, hey, can I get a Jack and Coke? And then they're like, yeah, for sure. Slipped a 20. I go, also, can you just throw me two bottles of wine? So I came back to the table with two bottles of wine while the bar was shut down. We were the most popular table in the world. It was me and Jared Logan and Kara Clank.
So I'll dance with your aunt when your uncle can't. I'll take her around the truffula plant. I'll dance with your aunt. How to be the best wedding guest in the world by Daniel Van Kirk.
Oh, sure.
That has to happen.
Having a good time. Where was I? Oh, the couple had the cake. Oh, they did have a real cake. I don't know what that other packet cake was. I think it was a packet shape, like Jackie said.
It was probably the thing that they put on all the tables that you got to take home.
That's right. The couple had a cake made by a local bakery inspired by another Taco Bell cake they had seen online. I guess that's a thing. The Taco Bell sauce cake. So you're right. They just called it a cake in name only. The sauce shape,
packet,
sauce shape, structure, therapy. Sculpture.
It's a sauce packet sculpture. That's what it is.
It is now on permanent display at the Pacifica location. Somebody listening to us right now could go see this thing.
Good, dude, I want someone to take a picture with it. Please,
Garcia said. When the guests first found out that the couple was getting married at Taco Bell, they were a bit hesitant, but everything worked out, which is kind of how anyone describes going to a Taco Bell, right? Like, I was a bit hesitant.
And you're surprised when it works.
Exactly. They were actually surprised at what a nice location it was. I'm telling anybody who ever drives by, you will be like, this is a freaking Taco Bell. And how great the service was. The staff was amazing. They were so helpful and attentive. It really was better than we could have imagined. For their wedding photographer, Emily Jenks, getting to shoot at the Taco Bell was exciting. Normally, somebody's... I know. It's like, normally if you're taking pictures at a Taco Bell, you're doing like a modern day version of those Dust Bowl photos.
Yes.
Like it's not a joyous thing. It's a woman with seven kids on her as she holds her face. Yeah.
Yes.
I've never done anything like that before. And after a while, things get very redundant, but this was just out of the box. So how do you miss
outside
that
outside the bun.
How
do
you go.
Miss
outside,
that?
Yeah.
How do you miss that? I called it earlier. A wedding photographer, not a comedian.
That's story number one, my friend.
There you go. Oh my God! What a great idea! It kind of ends in a happy man. As Jay said, they will probably get divorced at a Del Taco. It's good to know this. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna hear about all the stuff that Jackie Cation is doing, and I cannot wait. It's Don People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Don People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Jackie Cation with us. We're going to talk to her in 1 second. Before we get to her, we want to remind people, I think this is coming out in the new year, correct?
Yes.
So next week, and the 13th, the 14th through the 16th, Randy and I are in Denver at the Comedy Works downtown, our favorite club in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next month we'll be in D.C. at the Comedy Loft, and the following month we'll be at Hilarities in Cleveland. We're going around the road once a month, and it's been really special for us. We also have a Patreon ourselves where we are doing new episodes of our old show Cheap Seats called Cheaper Seats. It's cheaper, but it's no less funny. I think
it's wonderful.
Really fun. That's a great way to support us. And there's one tier. It's $5 a month. You can support us that way. Danny Van Kirk has a website, DannyVanKirk.com, and you can find
there's out there. Digital shows there if you want to stay wherever you are but still come and do some comedy fun stuff with me. Otherwise, my tour starts back up in March, and I believe a couple days after this drops, this Thursday, I will be at the Improv and then other local shows as they come up. Just at Daniel Van Kirk on social media and DannyVanKirk.com for anything else you want to do where I'll be. And have fun.
Jackie, how can people see the latest and the greatest of what you're doing and continue support you in Dork Forest and all that good stuff?
Well, it's you guys are doing some great clubs. I'm also doing the DC Loft at some point and the Comedy Works. But I think I'm at the Bell House on the 16th in New York of January, and then I'm at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Michigan the weekend after that, and then I'm at Comedy on State, which is one of the best clubs in the country.
The best of the best.
That's at the end of January, and then I have a new album and a new special out. The new special's on YouTube for free. The album of the same name. It's called Staycation because remember what happened?
Because last name Staycation.
Staycation, and then we were at home.
Yeah,
and So it is. But the special's free on YouTube. If you just Google Staycation,
great.
YouTube. It should all work out, but you'd have to spell my name right.
K-A-S-H. We're going to comment. We're going to love it. We're going to give it many stars and all of
You know what's interesting? It is already, I mean, it's on 800 Pound Gorilla's website, their YouTube. And so it has lots of watches and everything's great, but lots of comments. And you know how traditionally you don't want to read the comments?
No.
Sure.
There isn't a bad comment.
Are you serious? That's how good you are.
You know how likable I am? Let's just talk about it. It's really
I agree. I co-sign that.
Lovable. I don't say likable. I say lovable.
Jackie, you are one of our favorite people in comedy. That's a fact.
I appreciate that is amazing, and I appreciate that. And this album is so funny because it's this is the 3,700th podcast that I've done to talk about it.
I know.
It is so interesting to me that people are like, hey, what was the last? I just talked to Adam Ferrara, and he said, you know, what's interesting is that you talk about the horrible thing that's happening in the world, and then you make it personal, and it's not, you have an opinion, but you don't just lead with the opinion.
Right.
And I think that, and I said, wow, I wish I was doing that on purpose. Huh? Yeah. Come on. that is awesome.
Hey, that worked out.
Anyway, so it's at Jackie Cation wherever, and Staycation's the name of the thing, and I have two podcasts, and you guys should both be on them. So should you, Dan. Everyone should be on the Dork Forest. Scheduling is the worst. I love you.
Well,
we've done it. We did it once at Moon Tower a long time ago, a live one that was much fun.
But I'd like you to, if you guys want to divide and conquer and just come on, you know, just Jay, come on. Brandy, come on. And then Dan, come on.
We'll do music. Oh, we can do records, music, all sorts of stuff. Dan can go deep in many different areas. And
for sure.
Super dope.
Yeah, weddings. He could talk about wedding
etiquette. I'll do it. I'll do it. Talk about cabin life.
Aunts.
Cabin life in Wisconsin. I'll roll deep.
I cannot wait to see this special, Staycation. I'm so excited because literally I can listen to Jackie Cation talk about how much she doesn't like how her shirt is currently. Like if she's like, I don't love the way my shirt is fitting me. You could do that for 20 minutes, and I'd be like.
And you could also talk about how your dad sold aluminum siding for an hour, and
we're like, we're in.
Yep,
I'm in. I want to hear it.
Every album has at least 12 to 20 minutes on Elliot Cation. I told him he can't die. I need another one more album out of him. He's 84, so he's got to stick it out, Bob.
God bless.
He's got to be so proud of you. What does he think of your comedy? He probably digs it.
Famously, in my mind, he probably doesn't even remember saying it. He said, you know, I missed you the other day, so I put in that VHS tape of your one-person show. This is back in, like, 2002. And I said, did you miss me, or did you miss me talking about you? And he goes, oh, the second.
Elliot Cation.
All
right, you guys want to jump into a second story?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. This was sent in by Catherine Bryan at Brian Katie Bryan, which I hope is a nod to Stephen Brody Stevens. I'm going to tell myself that's what it's there for. It feels appropriate. Here's a headline. Fox5SanDiego.com. Authorities looking to identify motorists accused of scooping up money on the freeway. Did you guys see this news story when it happened?
No.
You missed this? Oh, I remember hearing about it the day that it happened.
Accused of scooping up money. So that's just money out on the freeway.
Authorities Friday were working to identify drivers suspected in pocketing money that went flying out of the back of an armored car and onto Interstate 5 in Carlsbad. So people are driving, and somehow the doors open on the back of an armored car, and you would think that it's like in cages or bags or something. No, it's just loose cash. billowing wow. out of the back of this thing.
But
so
you
then
lost
the,
it. That's your fault. The, I mean, supposed to do
that. No longer belongs to you.
The yeah, interstate just gets yeah. covered in money. People start seeing this, pulling over and scooping it up by the handfuls.
That's dangerous.
Dan, right. Dan,
I've had this happen to me before.
I bought a pair of sneakers that I saw on, sure. I was in Toronto and I was like, I'm going to buy a pair of sneakers online. And I didn't check out where this sneaker company was, but it was a pair okay. of sneakers that I wanted. It was a good price. Sure. I think it's coming from Europe. And I go to click on the website to try and track where it is and I can't find it. And I just can't find it because like the website's down and I'm like, I got scammed. And then sure. I'm kind of tracking and I'm like, well, it says that it was delivered to a USPS partner in somewhere in New Jersey sure. and then it's just got to get there, but it's been 11 days.
Right.
You know what I think to myself? That money is gone. I'm never going right, to get it back. Right, maybe right. I can call PayPal and be like, can you guys help me out come here on. Because I think sure. I got scammed. Maybe. But you know what? I think that money is gone. You who are driving the armored car needs to say that money is gone.
Gone.
Gone. Gone.
Over. It's gone. Over.
Calls began yeah. coming in about 9:15 a.m. Friday to California Highway Patrol dispatchers about a large sum of money in the roadway on I-5 near Cannon Road, as well as about drivers getting out to collect the bills. A man and a woman were arrested on suspicion of taking cash after, listen, they got out so excitedly. They got out to get the money. They
stopped were picking up litter.
Yeah.
It's true.
They didn't true. Hijack the van. Dude.
Right.
No.
Right. They were arrested on suspicion of taking the cash after they got stuck on the freeway with their keys locked in the car and blocking traffic. So they got out oh. so fast, they locked themselves out of the car.
Welcome to Dumbtown. I don't know. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't get away with all the money. That's the other thing, too, is people start filming themselves on social media. Look at all this cash. Here's Woo. The other thing. Can I tell everybody something? Yes. If Old Country for No Men has taught us nothing, yes. it's as if you find a lot of money, you got to keep that to yourself.
Don't
do not put
it.
That. Yes. It's like you see smart lottery winners. Don't tell anybody who they are that won it. There was like a huge one in this past year. Somebody won like the biggest ever. No one ever found out who it was because they no. didn't want to give away. You don't have to. You have no obligation to tell everybody, look at all the money I found. It gets you in trouble.
Totally.
The incident generated significant buzz in the community with videos of people scooping up cash being widely circulated on social media and among news outlets. Multiple
this
screenshots.
Is like a movie. This is a movie. This is it's a mad, yeah. mad world.
Right. Multiple screenshots from some of these videos were released late Friday by the CHP, that's California Highway Patrol, which was investigating the incident along with the FBI. The agency said it was trying to determine the identities of the motorists in the images and were urging them to return the money within 48 hours to avoid potential criminal charges.
If I return the money, Jackie. If I return the money, then I say to the armored car company, I want you to pay me for doing your job for you. I get whatever, yeah. whatever, however the hour.
Where's my reward?
My reward.
I right. stop by every day and say, where's my reward?
Are they fives and tens? Are they tens and twenties? Is it a pile of ones?
I believe it was all singles and twenties that
singles
went flying out.
Untraceable. Untraceable. All
yeah.
untraceable.
Right.
Like, these are the two things you bring to a strip club if you're just like just the lowest part of the total, or you're
on
a
the
rapper.
Top. Yep. Yeah.
The CHP would like to thank those motorists who have already returned money to their local CHP office, the agency said in a news release, and remind the public to do the right thing and return any money they found on the freeway. Also, if this, depending on how long they drove, there's got to be money still out there right now that like blew yeah, yeah. off onto the side.
It's what just I was hooked say, up to a yucca tree.
One yes. time, yeah. one time I was driving. I lived in Chicago. I was driving up to the cabin in Wisconsin. It was like a holiday weekend, and it was slammed traffic. And it was we were going at like 35, 40 miles per hour, but it was nonstop. Like you better pay attention to everything, bumper to bumper.
Right.
And I remember I was in the far left lane, and there's the median right there, and I don't know why it was just slow enough for me to see, but too fast to do anything about it. I look and there were just these bills at like 20s. They were 20. Like you could see they weren't singles. And they were just like swirling around as cars went by. And I was so poor at the time. And I always asked myself, like,
as
I should
you were
have...
off to your castle in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, right. Trust me. It is not. I think it's built on asbestos on top of asbestos.
Yeah.
But I've always said to myself, like, I wish I would have just stopped, and like, even if it would have been like $20, I don't care. It haunts me to this day.
There's weird regrets that we have from back in the day. I once sold all of my baseball cards that were given to me when I was a kid for rent, and there was a Cal Ripken rookie card, and they gave me $50 for all of the cards.
So Jason and
I needed the $50.
Jack, you needed it. I love it. This happened to you. So Jay and I were driving our parents' car, and we made
it. You were driving.
I was driving.
Let's not put this on me.
Fine. I was trying to make a U-turn over what I didn't see was a median, and it literally ripped something off the bottom of our car, and we had to go get it fixed. And we said our parents are going to be so pissed. So we sold our baseball cards as kids to pay for.
And we had like Hank Aaron rookie. We had
Ricky Henderson. Wow. We had great cards.
Great cards.
And we
Tom Seaver rookie.
We had to sell all of them just to pay for our Pontiac 6000.
But you know what though? This is though like. That's the cost of doing life. And this is like, and I've said this before, people who grow up like rich, they can still grow up to be great people. I'm not wealth shaming anybody who does it right and lives their life right. But,
please do wealth shaming, because it's a great
time. I'm not saying all of them. But that forced you guys in that moment to be like, sometimes life puts you in a position you have to do something you don't want to do the right thing. And you grew way more than a person who never has to face that consequence in their life at all. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think Jason,
I feel bad
say,
for you, but at the same time,
I know. Think Jason would say, sometimes Randy puts you in a situation where you're going to have to grow.
You know, my brother Phil asked my dad if he had any regrets. And my dad said, no. And I can't express to you how many things came to my brother Phil's mind that he should have regretted.
Sure.
Like, Dad, let me help you, Dad.
Dad, you're not going to regret A, B, C, D, E.
Nope.
My dad had an affair for 9 years, and when confronted about it, he said, not 9 years in a row.
Oh. He's going to get you on that technicality.
Even Sinatra says, I have regrets. Too few to mention, but I have a few.
To mention, but I have so
much. Right. So your brother could have said to your dad, I'm going to add one to that list. It's you saying I have no regrets. I asked you if you had regrets.
We'll get out of here on this. Travis Fisher, who was a driver caught in the chaos, says, I see all these things floating around, and I realize it's money. It was pretty crazy, just everywhere. There was a sea of bills everywhere. Could you imagine if you were like behind on any payments, as so many of us are, and you see just money flying at you as you drive down to San Diego?
And it should have been free. This is not on anybody's...
Right. Right. To return the money from the incident, if anybody listening to this is thinking about it, CHP requests people contact its dispatch center at 858-637-3800. That's
story
number two.
And are you giving the money to like Scrooge, or is it Mr. Burns?
Right.
Exactly.
Bezos? Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. This isn't like who's getting this. That's a great point. All right. We're going to take a break. Dan, give us a little teaser of what we're getting on the final segment.
We have a bad children's toy.
Bad children's toy. I love it. Jackie Cation, for our Patreon fans, is going to tell a stupid story of something dumb that she's done. So Patreon fans, join that up. And I can't wait for that. It's Dumb People Town with the great Jackie Cation, who has a new special out on YouTube that you can
watch. Staycation.
I cannot wait for everyone to dig into it. We'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Here we go. Ready? Walmart. Oh, I should say this was sent in by Graham Proctor at Graham, the way the meat spelling, Graham, _ Proctor, Procter. Thank you, Graham.
Thanks, Graham.
Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing drugs. Have you guys, did you hear about this story?
No, I did not.
This is up in Toronto. All right. Yeah. That's your people up there. Right. You boys know them real well.
Yeah. You got it, bud.
An Ontario grandmother bought an educational toy for her 15-month-old granddaughter, who was shocked when the dancing cactus started swearing and singing about doing cocaine.
Wow. So many different things.
But also technically educational.
Wait, in Polish.
In Polish.
Because nothing says Poland more than a cactus.
Wait.
Doing cocaine.
Was the cactus dancing before it was doing the cocaine?
No, it did a lot more.
No, it got a really great idea to start dancing after the cocaine. We can make this a dance party.
The best dance
There's no reason why this can't be a dance party right now.
Yeah.
Like the cactus just won't.
Cactus is telling other plants, I'm really good at dancing, all right? I mean, I'm really good.
The cactus tries to go into business with them on something they've thought up.
Because we should really market this whole thing. Like the cactus.
Guys, we should just sell my needles. Like how many people need needles, but you don't know where to get them, right? So they were right?
It's just people are like, we need cactus needles right now.
I think about stuff. Yeah, I think about stuff all the time. You ever seen a baby pigeon? I think about all sorts of stuff.
I left you a line on the toilet roll holder in the bathroom.
Right.
But you're going to need a decoder ring, and you have to go and buy this other kind of cactus.
It's always too many steps. And then the cactus is like, seriously, I'm just putting it out there. Do you think that chia pet will have sex with me? I'm not saying it has to. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick or be rude or anything.
Saying it was looking at me. I was just saying it was looking at me, and everyone is looking at me.
I was catching a vibe. I don't know why I'm being said. Like, you're not giving it to me, but
I'm not yelling. You're yelling.
I gotta go do laundry.
Do you want a bike? Okay. This says here, quote, this toy uses swear words and talking about cocaine use, Anya Tanner told CTV News Toronto. This is not what I ordered for my granddaughter. It is what you ordered. It's just not what you expected.
It's not what you wanted. What you ordered, and then it just got really real.
I'm going to show you guys a picture. We're going to screen share, and I will show you a picture of this cactus. We should be able to bring it up. We're going to try to. Look at this, guys.
Oh, yeah.
With the baby. Look how cute that baby is.
But like the eyes.
Oh, my God. Eyes.
Jackie, the eyes of that cactus.
Don't worry, buddy. We got it.
Those eyes are so coked out. It's ridiculous.
Yes. They are super coked out. It looks like Mr. Burns when he was doing drugs in that episode of The Simpsons. The cactus was sold on Walmart's website as an educational toy and sings in English, Spanish, and Polish. Mm-hmm. But Tanner, who is Polish, said when she listened to the Polish lyrics, the cactus was singing about doing cocaine, drug abuse, suicide, depression, and used profanities.
Suicide.
I know.
There's a video online.
Oh, yeah.
There's
you found it?
An online video of the thing swearing.
It just so happens... that I'm Polish, and when I started to listen to the songs and I heard the word, she said I was in shock. I thought it was some kind of joke. I would say to her, it probably is some kind of joke.
It's a hilarious joke.
Right. It's exactly a joke.
It's going to be the best joke that you've had. Like, you're like, I can't believe this joke got pulled off.
Yes.
The song is by Polish rapper Sipsis, I think, who reportedly is unaware that his song is being used. His song is being used by the Chinese manufacturer of the children's toy. Oh, there we go. Look at that. Look at it.
Look at that.
That's scary.
Terrifying.
The rapper, or Tanner, said, the cactus is talking about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. It's a very depressing song. The Polish artist said he planned to take legal action against the Chinese company for using his song without permission.
Yeah.
Walmart told CTV News Toronto, they take this customer complaint concern seriously.
Really?
That was a relief for Tanner, who said, I just don't want anybody before Christmas to think this is a great toy and go online and have the same thing happen that happened to me.
Dan, she just sold like 12,000 more.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Jackie Cation is getting this for her Polish friend.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah. Stefan Zygarowicz is going to love this thing.
I'll ask you guys this. How much does the cocaine cactus cost?
Okay.
We get our guests in. We'll close out the show here. Yes, in American dollars.
$4,000.
You're right. There probably is some sort of like black market for these things now on eBay going for a ton of money, but the cost, as listed for what I found.
Retail.
Yeah.
Retail. What do you
Jackie, you can go first, Tig, or third, wherever you want.
I'm going to go third.
Okay.
Jay, go first.
I'm going to say $26.
$26.
It's Walmart. I'm going to say $19.99.
Jackie?
I'm going to say $39.99.
$39.99. One of you is exactly right.
Oh,
so we'll get to close out this great episode with Jackie with the game, Who Do You Think is Exactly Right?
You can stick to your guns.
You can stick with yourself or you can go with somebody else.
I gotta say me.
Jackie says herself.
I say me. Everyone's staying put.
All right, before we close this out.
You know why, Dan? You know why everyone's staying put? We got that cocaine cactus confidence.
There you go. Before I give this away, once again, you need to go check out Staycation and everything that Jackie is doing. And you should be following her and checking out her website to know that she's coming near you. If you're anywhere within driving distance distance to Comedy on State, go to one of the best clubs in the country to see her there or anywhere else you can go. get to.
We're Sklar looking Brothers. At you, NES Jumpman. Go see her.
Sklar Brothers, Comedy Works, and everything else you guys have going on. Yes, we have some fun stuff coming up for me, too. It's all at DanielVanKirk.com. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Ready.
The total cost per the internet for the cocaine-depressed cactus bringing Christmas joy to kids all over the world is $26.
Jeez! Jeez!
Yes, he nailed it.
I went Randy in the 11th hour. In the, right as you were saying, I was like, oh.
Yeah, but like, it's Jackie, it's such a weird dollar
amount.
It's such
an odd number. I don't know why I said $26.
$39.99 and $19.99 is the way things are priced. But the fact that Jay said $26 and got it right is just insane.
Is insane.
All right, that's a show, friends.
What a wonderful show. Jackie Cation, you know how much we love you, and I hope it's evident to our fans. And we're so proud of you, and I'm so excited about the special. Everybody go see it. And, oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.